Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
They're the ones behind the scenes, every day and night. That friendly voice you need to hear when you're fighting for your life. Not every angel wears their wings, but they're always there for you and me. To them it's just a job after all, but they answer the call.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Little Shanna Jackman, Answer the Call. Appropriate song. Good job, Dave. Yeah, you're always good with the intro music. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news while working from home, tooling around the garage, homeschooling the kids, whatever. Just download the Odyssey app or tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you make time to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So two more Sedgwick County EMS workers quit the department last week, blaming unresponsive county leadership during an ongoing crisis. Both providers, a paramedic and an EMT, announced their resignations in lengthy Facebook posts, citing a Wichita Eagle investigation while sharing a petition calling for the removal of EMS director Dr. John Gallagher. The only Sedgwick County commissioner who seems to be taking this issue seriously and who seems to be on the side of the EMS workers is Commissioner Jim Howell, and he joins us now. Jim, thank you for joining us this evening. Nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Thank you, John, for having me on.
So for those in my audience who may not have followed this story, many Sedgwick County EMS employees have called for EMS Director Jim Gallagher to be fired, but a majority of the Sedgwick County commissioners seem to be waiting for the results of an outside audit by a law firm before taking any action. And I know you can't speak to the personnel issues here, but can you give us an idea what is causing so many employees to call for his termination?
Well, thank you for that question. And you are right. They are doing an outside investigation. We used a law firm here in town to do that work. One of the things about that investigation is they're not talking to the roughly 100 employees who have left since we merged the Office of the Medical Director with the Emergency Medical Services. We merged those two departments together to create one theoretically streamlined service, and we placed Dr. John Gallagher at the top of that. And, again, since that merger, we've lost about 100 employees. That's both paramedics and EMTs. This outside investigation did not speak with them, and so they did speak with a number of the employees we have now. Some of them are fairly new, and they may not realize some of them. May not have a lot of perspective yet, perhaps, but the reality is that report should be coming to us here in the next few days, I hope. Why are they leaving? Well, if you ask the employees, they'll tell you. I have talked with virtually every one of them that have left and virtually every one of them that are still there, and I I've listened to the employees. They'll tell you the reasons why they're unhappy. And there's a lot of reasons. I can't get into all the details, but, you know, it comes down to, I think there's training issues. They're not happy with the protocols. They're not happy with some of the decisions that are made. They don't feel like they're being respected in the workplace. They're not happy with the organizational structure. They don't feel like the leadership is supportive of them, and they feel like I'll just tell you a couple. I talked to one of the paramedics just about 2 weeks ago. He's on 2 18-hour shifts back to back, and I said, "Why did you do that?" He goes, "I said, are you doing that because you want to?" He says, "Well, I don't feel like I can leave." And then I know after they work on a long shift, 12, 13, 14-hour shift, they've got to spend a couple of hours back at the post writing up the reports. And so it's a very long day. And then they feel like they're not being supported by the leadership or whatever. They're just unhappy. The morale is in the toilet. And this is also contagious. And so
These
people are tired. They're exhausted. And they're just frustrated. And then they live in a world where everyone's feeling the same thing. So, it's a bit out of control right now, and we've got to get this fixed.
Well, and I know, like I said, I know you can't speak to some of the specifics because of the personnel issues, but the Wichita Eagle certainly has been able to delve into this and printed the stories rather in depth. I'll give them, and I don't praise the Eagle very often, but I'll give them credit for that. According to the Eagle, leadership changes, including the removal of Gallagher, were mentioned more than 75% of the time under a question about what would need to change for these employees to return. Seems fairly obvious what the problem is. It seems like the folks are leaving or unhappy because of the leadership at the top.
Well, I'll just say this, that I do think when you have excessive attrition and you have employees that are saying there's problems, you know, what we really ought to do as leaders, whether it be the commissioners or the management, it's over these departments, but we really need to tune into that, and we need to investigate that early rather than waiting until it becomes a crisis.
Right.
Because you said two people have left. I tell you, there's actually a third that had his last day, I think, yesterday. The reality is we just can't suffer any more losses in this department because, you know, some days we're doing okay. The call volume for some reason is lower. We have enough people to manage a day, but there's a lot of days out there. We're down 3, 4, sometimes even more than that, 3, 4, 5, 6 trucks a day, and again, some days are worse than others. But when we're down that many trucks, and by the way, we used to have 21 trucks on the streets during the daytime, and now we're down. Our goal right now is 19, so we've reduced our goal from 21 to 19. But we also have higher call volume today than we used to have. So you know, these are converging pressures, if you will. Our staff is out there. They know they never get back to the post. They can't get a break. They're going from call to call. And the reality is, you know, we shouldn't wait until we're in crisis mode to realize we've got a problem. And I think that's what we're doing right now is we're reacting because the Eagle has embarrassed the county. They've disclosed this to the public. And I'm glad the Eagle did that. By the way, I agree with you. The Eagle did a tremendous job writing a very comprehensive, exhaustive story. And by the way, I think there's many more stories they haven't even released yet that are going to continue to flow out of the Eagle because I know they spent about 3 months writing these articles, and I think they had multiple reporters doing the investigation and the writing, and so we haven't seen the end of this yet. And so rather than waiting until we're embarrassed before we start doing something, to resolve this, we should have done this a long time ago. This really came an earnest issue for our management when we had two manager meetings where I believe about 129 or 130 former and current paramedics and EMTs met with a couple of members of our management team, including the manager, Tom Stoltz. And when they did that, leaving those meetings, Tom and the deputy assistant county manager, they decided right then they were going to initiate, if you will, an official study. As far as I can tell, that was probably, again, that was around April 26th or 28th. They've actually been doing the work for about 7 weeks now. So it's taken a long time to get this data, but even getting this data, it's just my opinion. It doesn't really change my opinion because I already know so much.
Right.
Second of all, they didn't do a study correctly, in my opinion, because they're not talking to all the right people.
No, if so they're not talking to the former employees, that's
right.
That's a problem. We're talking with Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell. Jim, I one of the things I'm glad you kind of mentioned the service issue right now in Sedgwick County. When you call 911, it seems like the odds are good that the EMS will show up late. There are major performance failures at EMS. Again, I'm going off of the Eagles story. For example, this year, Sedgwick County EMS reached fewer than one in three patients within 9 minutes. That's the national standard for EMS response times. Since 2019, when Gallagher took over, Sedgwick County EMS has shown up late to more than 11,000 potentially fatal emergencies. And again, according to the Eagle, county leaders are aware of widespread problems in the department, but have ignored, dismissed, and publicly whitewashed concerns raised by EMS employees for years. Again, Jim, it seems obvious what the problem is. Ergo, the solution seems fairly obvious as well. You know, why then are your colleagues so reluctant to do the right thing? It seems like you're, a while back I was reading coverage, they were picking on you for standing up for this instead of doing the right thing and giving this guy the old heave-ho. I don't understand what the problem is. Are we going to get to a point, Jim, where somebody's going to have to die waiting for an ambulance before the rest of the county commission pulls their head out of their proverbial backsides?
Well, again, the very first article that came out from the Eagle, they actually made the case that there have been. Yeah, we only know the results would have actually what actually did happen. We don't know what would have happened. There's no, only God knows that. So the reality is we know what did happen, but you could argue that maybe the outcomes weren't as good as they should have been had we been a little bit more responsive. And by the way, I do want to have a shout out to our firefighters, because our firefighters, we have about 40 different fire stations across this county, counting every department, and every firefighter is a certified EMT. And they are typically, by our design, they're probably going to get to the any medical call first. And I appreciate them very, very much. But as an EMT and as not an ambulance, they're not going to be able to do most of the things that an ambulance and a paramedic crew can do. And
nor should they have to.
It's a much different thing. Right. And it's frustrating for them because they're on, you know, I passed two accidents a couple of days ago on 235. And both accidents, I saw police officers standing there next to the car with victims laying on the ground and no ambulance in sight. That was two separate accidents miles apart. And this is what's happening. We had, I think, 194 minutes in May of 2021, 194 minutes. We were zero status, which means there was a single ambulance anywhere in the county available. I should say active ambulance available for the next call, which means if a 911 call comes in, it's a call on hold. There's no one to dispatch to them. And by the way, your 9 minutes, it should be understood that 9 minutes is from the time of dispatch, not the time from the call came in. So you can actually add, because our 911 people put people on hold, and as they're on hold waiting for an ambulance, they're not being dispatched. We don't count that time into the response time calculation. So it's a bit, the Eagle pointed this out, and they're right. It's a misnomer on how we calculate these times. And so we can sort of pat ourselves on the back and say, well, we're doing pretty good. We're getting around, you know, 10, 11 minutes, 12 minutes, 13 minutes. But when you add in the 4 or 5 or 6 minutes you're waiting for the dispatch to happen, that's much worse. And by the way, you know, we know that cardiac arrest, someone's having a heart attack. If you don't get some kind of response in about 10 minutes, qualified CPR that knows what they're doing, you're probably not going to make it. Your chance of survival is terrible. Yeah. So, you know, we don't have that kind of time on these types of calls. And that's, by the way, if it wasn't that important to get there quickly, then why do they have red lights and siren? I mean, it's just a question that answers itself. Obviously, we need to get there quickly. People need to have that response. And our, as you said, by the way, John, our elected officials, the number one thing, you know, as an elected official, you did this year when you were elected as well. Number one thing in every elected office always is public safety. And we have already, in my opinion, let the people down because we let this get to a crisis mode.
Well, I first off, let me say, Jim, thank you for at least being on the side of the folks that are looking for care here and bringing attention to this. I think folks need to reach out to the rest of the county commission, tell them to get off their derrieres and do something about this. I know I have to let you go. I know we're up on our break here. I understand you're just getting ready to start circulating a petition, gathering signatures to get on the ballot for the for re-election in 2022. If folks want to help you with that effort, if they want to, you know, volunteer or donate, they can find you on Facebook at com.howell. And they can call you, message you. I mean, you need help. You're the only conservative voice we have on the county commission, as far as I'm concerned. But you're getting ready to file for re-election, right?
Yeah, my website's just being dusted off. We're going to get that back up again. It's comhowell.com. They can email me, Jim Howell for KS. That's the number 4KS at gmail.com. Call me, 316-788-4887, or text me. email me, text me, whatever. I would love to get support, both financial support as well as people to sign my petition to get me back on the ballot. By the way, just be clear, this has nothing to do with me.
No,
you know, this,
no.
This thing with EMS is a separate issue in my mind. Unfortunately, they're kind of lined up right now because I'm talking about both of them on the same call.
Well, I brought that up. You didn't. I brought that up. You didn't. But it's also important that we recognize our champions when they're on. So, Jim.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. And again, if people want to support me, I need all kinds of help.
You'll have it.
I'm sure they're going to come gunning for me. They're going to come gunning for me. I need the public to support me.
You'll have it, brother. Best of luck, my friend. Keep carrying on the fight, brother.
Thank you, my friend. Same to you.
We'll be taking your calls at 8:45. In the meantime, coming up after the break, I'll talk with Jack Haney, expert. He's an economic expert and CEO of Patriot Gold Group, about how Joe Biden's massive spending budget proposals will dramatically cut economic growth and kill tens of thousands of jobs. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.